Welcome to Love Letters from an Ally, a mini podcast that affirms your value, encourages your faith, and shows us how to love better. Because love wins.
He loves you even when you're falling apart. He loves you and he has right from the start.
Welcome to episode 10, where I am finishing up the section in John 15 about how to live a fruitful life as a Christian. The last verse of this section sums up everything quite nicely. In the Message Bible, John 15:17 says, "But remember the root command, love one another." Bluesman Willie Dixon once said, "The blues are the roots, and the other musics are the fruits." And that is my entire point today. The root of our Christian life must be the unfailing love of God. Their unconditional love is given to Christians through the Holy Spirit, and their love has been given to us with a purpose. An anonymous poet once wrote, "A bell isn't a bell till it's rung. A song isn't a song till it's sung. Love isn't put in your heart to stay. Love isn't love till it's given away." Every day, in every situation, to every human, to our planet, to all living creatures, we must lead with God's love unconditionally. Our love fails. God's love does not. This is the commandment we are to obey. Everything else flows from that root command. If we don't allow ourselves to lead with God's agape love, God's purpose and glory isn't reflected in our lives. There is so much divisiveness and hatred coming from people today. This does not reflect the unfailing love of God. You know, today is a tough day for me personally. It is the anniversary of my mom's passing, and at home we are concurrently enjoying a new grandbaby into our home while also having another one of my children move to a different state. So there are many emotions and there's lots to process today. Yet all I could think about this morning is how things would have worked out if I hadn't led with love as a parent. What if I had kicked my kids out of the house or disowned them when they told me of their gender identities or spouse choices? This is what my church had encouraged me to do. My wife and I refused, and we have zero regrets. Today, I am praying for Christians who have confronted and subsequently estranged themselves from friends or members of their family due to a lack of love or affirmation. I am praying for them to reconcile themselves to God and to others, receive God's love, and give it to others unconditionally. I have also personally witnessed how this lack of love and affirmation has taken beautiful human beings created in God's image for a divine purpose and separated them from the unfailing love of God. I am praying for them also. I am praying that they would also know and receive the unfailing love of God in their life. I'm going to end today with verses 9 through 17 from John 15. There's a lot more to unpack here, but it will have to wait until next time. Until then, I love you. John 15, verse 9 says, "I have loved you even as the Father has loved me. Remain in my love. When you obey my commandments, you remain in my love, just as I obey my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you these things so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. This is my commandment. Love each other in the same way I have loved you. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you slaves because a master doesn't confide in his slaves. Now you are my friends, since I have told you everything the Father told me. You didn't choose me, I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for, using my name. This is my command. Love each other. Thank you for listening. If you like what you hear, leave a positive review wherever you listen. Questions or comments can be emailed to lovelightalliance@gmail.com. And as always, remember this. You know he loves you.